How is everybody doing? This is episode 20 of Sit Down with Sniper. It's been wild. I just came back from LA. I got someone on here who I think is an amazing person and has been around a lot of community since the beginning. So I would like to introduce everyone to PR Guitarman, or known as Chris. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Dude, so this call is something that, I mean, you messaged me and you were like, bro, aren't we supposed to be doing that call? And I looked at the time, I was like, dude, no way. I'm so stupid right now. But dude, this is amazing to be able to sit down with you.
Oh yeah, of course. I know we've been planning this for a while and I've been pretty excited. So it's great to finally be here. It's great to talk to you and yeah, I'm ready to roll.
Dude, I love it. So you told me right before we started this call, and we were going to start it out with this. So before we even talk about the cat that you've so famously made, please yes, give me the correct pronunciation on how I should say it.
Yeah, sure. So it's Nyan Cat. I know a lot of people out there think it's like Nyan Cat or other ways, but it's a Nyan Cat. The best way to say it is like a knee and then somebody named Ann, and just put those words together and then you got Nyan Cat. And by the way, Nyan Cat means, so Nyan means meow in Japan. So like it literally is just meow cat if you translate it properly. But yeah, Nyan Cat's the way to go.
Dude, that's the fact that, and I believe you made that back in 2011, correct?
Yeah, man. It's funny. I actually made it on April Fool's Day on 2011.
Oh, and snap.
Yeah, it's I know we just kind of had the, I want to say, what even year is this? The 11th year anniversary for it. So it's definitely been a wild ride ever since.
Hell yeah, man. And I feel like Nyan Cat is definitely something we'll talk about, because I feel like it's been a huge part of your career and, you know, coming through these different communities. I mean, you've seen things that, I mean, I feel like are probably out of this world as far as like memes.
People, oh my,
hitting
gosh,
you up, interviews, yes, like, dude, oh, that stuff. I mean, you've made arguably one of the most famous, you know, memes ever, not even within like the last couple years. And I'm sure people talk to you about that a lot. But I wanted to jump in before we get to Nyan Cat. Could you give us a little background on who Chris is? Like, what were you doing before the whole Nyan Cat? Was it anything? Like, did you expect it to be what it is now?
Oh, dude. All right. So I, first of all, like, this is always a surreal experience. Like, anytime I'm on an interview with anybody, I'm just like, how did I get here? Like, but in a good way. Like, right. Honestly, I've just been doing art for almost 20 years now. Even before that, like back when I was in high school, I would just be drawing on notebooks and stuff. And, you know, I was always just doodling and having fun. And the day that I created Nyan Cat, I was doing like a charity drive. And I was just like, hey, I was like in a live stream room with a lot of people. And I was like, hey, what do you guys want me to draw? And people were like, oh, let's, you know, they threw out a bunch of keywords. And I literally just put all the words together. And that's how it was formed. But like before that, it's funny, on that day, I had just gotten a job as a like assistant receptionist at a like an insurance firm. And that, you know, that was my life, you know, just 9-to-5 job, day life. You know, it was pretty good time, but literally the first day of work was the day that the YouTube video got put on the internet. So my phone was blowing up. And I'm over here on my first day of the job, like juggling my phone, going, what's going on? Like my phone, I was getting hundreds of emails as I was trying to learn how to use, well, you know, the system that the insurance firm had. And so that was definitely a wild day for me. I kind of remember that one very well. But yeah, before that, you know, I was just doing art, just having fun with it. And that's just kind of what I do out there. Like I just draw stuff I enjoy and post it out there. I still don't really know the catalyst that like got Nyan Cat to explode literally overnight. But you know, it's been a very like grateful experience, and it's put me on a better path in life, honestly. So I'm just really happy to be here, and I'm like ecstatic that the internet loves my art as much as they do, because like it's weird tuning in, like logging in every day and just like seeing all these like messages of like people go like, oh my gosh, Nyanka, like changed my life. You know, dude, like I've had people tell me that like it's helped them like from depression and stuff. And I'm like, yes, like that's awesome. Like, you know, just knowing that it uplifts people and that just like puts a smile to my face.
Dude, the amount of people that know this cat, rather it be just the image, the like I showed my girlfriend because I was like, hey, you know, I'm doing an interview today. She always asks me who, but literally never knows who the guest is. And I'm like, well, you probably don't know him by his name, but have you seen this before? And I showed her the cat. She was like, yeah, I've seen that. Like, I don't know the name of it, but yeah, I've seen that. Like, yeah, I've seen it. I was like, it's him. And everybody that I can show that cat to, I feel like have always said, yes, I know at least what that is. Like I have seen that before. So literally, I think you've reached, dude, that's one piece of art that has reached, I think, damn near everyone on this earth.
Dude, just
because the power of memes, yes. You know?
Yes, dude. Memes are like the just everything, dude. Like I was already into memes, like rewind a little bit. Like I've been an early 90s kid. Like I mean I was in 80s, but like I was like on AOL 2.0, like okay. Like some of the first internets out there. And like I've learned internet culture. I've always been like really fascinated with it. I never expected to be a meme, but like yeah, it's awesome. Like, and it's so fitting because like I've just always been a big fan and just like learning about memes in general. I want to say my first meme experience was it was Dancing Baby. I don't know if you know Dancing Baby.
Oh, but yeah, that was, I remember Dancing Baby. Rickroll was mine. Rickroll was mine. Like I got with that. And
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Rickroll like totally brought that to the mainstreams. But yeah, like I was way before that. I was like Dancing Baby, Hamster Dance. Yeah, I don't know. I like Hamster Dance was, I want to say it was around the same time as Dancing Baby. But like those were like the two first memes that I was like, dang, like these are like getting spread around. What's going on? And it kind of just sent me to like a rabbit hole of just learning about the internet in general. So it's been definitely a wild ride, but yeah, like I've always been in the meme culture. Like I'm not like looking for memes. Memes kind of like find me. Like I'm just searching through the internet. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then like later on, I'll see it several more times. I'm like, oh, okay, this is turning into a meme. But dude, memes are like the way the internet works nowadays. Like it's not just like a little silly image that you just put out there with a little tag. It spreads news. It like, you know, conveys emotion. There's so many ways that memes can like totally just change the world. And not just like my meme, like I've seen, oh dude, I can't even think about it right now, but like I've seen so many memes out there that like totally change people's minds for like the better. And it's just fascinating to just kind of keep up with it whenever I can.
No, I feel like you're right. I feel like memes are, I feel like if someone can talk to me through memes and GIFs, then we can hit it off. Like we're best friends. Like that's,
yes.
And it's like a universal language and it's so beautiful. I do want to ask you, have you ever met or have you met any other memes? I guess people that have turned into memes or people that have made other memes. And if so, yes. What was your favorite?
Oh my gosh, dude. All right. First of all, I don't want to name favorites because I've made good friends. But being on this path has like totally blessed me with meeting straight up internet legends. Like, so I've been good friends with Scumbag Steve. First of all, he was,
wow.
Yeah, like we hung out, have photos of us. Like we got pizza together. We like did a New York thing together. We hung out. Like he's a really cool dude. Grumpy Cat. Unfortunately, Grumpy Cat passed away a few years ago, but like I've got to know the, yeah, RIP, poor one out, but, yeah, I got to meet the fam, you know, her family and they're all really cool. Keyboard Cat has been awesome. I want to say Keyboard Cat's owner has been like super OG. He's been making memes before memes were even memes. Like his story was like, he would just make really silly videos on VHS. And then make copies of those VHSs and then hand them out to people. So like Whoa. That, yeah, that was like before the internet was even the internet.
Some people like, will listen to this and not even know what a VHS is, maybe. Like, oh, that's crazy.
Dude, I feel so old hearing that. Oh, man. No, but yeah, that dude's a rock star. Like, he is so cool. I've got to hang out with him several times. And then just like other people along the way, dude, so many people. I've got to meet Harto from like you know, like her cooking channel.
Yeah.
She's a meme, I would say. I've gotten to meet Henri Le Chat Noir, which is like another cat meme out there. I don't know. I've met so many memes or interacted with so many memes. Like ever since I entered the NFT world, which like by the way was just like an explosion of internet, by the way, like so much stuff, which I'm sure we'll discuss in a minute. But ever since I joined the NFT world, like I've had actual meme creators contact me and they're like, dude, like, you know, they have the same story as I do, where they, you know, they did something for fun. They released it on the internet. And now it's got millions of views by other people. And then like these people are making like $0 from the whole thing. And I'm like, dude, let me help you out. Let me get you set up to make memes. So I've helped like, I helped Scumneck Steve. I helped Trollface. I helped Disaster Girl. I talked to Carol Baskin and I helped her make a meme, an NFT. I would say she's a meme. It's been really surreal, like the amount of memes that I got going on. And then actually later today, I'll be helping the Coffin Dance people make a meme, like making meme NFTs. So it's been really cool, like helping all these people get proper attribution for their work. And on top of that, like, you know, it helps the whole NFT culture, because now memes are in the NFT world, which I really feel is the main drive for NFTs in the first place. Like, you know, NFTs are awesome, but like it's how it's spread. Like it's word of mouth, social media, and those are memes on its own. And I don't think a lot of people realize that. So like memes, I feel like memes totally drive the entire NFT economy, whether you like understand it or not. It's all memes at the end of the day.
I mean, yeah, because there's people that think we're memes ourselves, or even like the whole crypto scene and like NFT scene to some people is just a meme as a whole. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It's so odd to, I don't know, to even think of. But before we go on to your NFT part of your life, I do want to say, is there any meme that you're looking forward to meeting or hoping that you get to meet in the future?
Dude, there's so many memes. I've actually already met most of the memes that I've like really been into. But it's kind of funny. I'm actually going to be helping also on top of Coffin Dance, the original Dancing Baby. Like I've been in contact with them. I don't know if I'm going to meet them directly, but like I'm in contact with the team, and like they're actually releasing like an HD version of the Dancing Baby, which I love. Cause like, oh, a little rewind there. On a similar topic, the N64 kids, I don't know if you know those kids, were like on Christmas, they opened up the N64 and they're like, Nintendo 64. Like,
yeah,
they not only released their, you know, their video meme as an NFT, but they made it HD quality, which I was like, yes, do it. Like remaster that stuff for 2020. Well, it was 2021 at the time. So like remaster that for the, you know, the future out there. So, it's cool seeing that kind of stuff out there, but yeah, like, I've met so many memes, dude. Oh, dude, I met Tron guy. That dude is super OG. Oh, damn. Okay, so there was actually a meme convention almost like about 10 years ago called RaffleCon 3. I went to the third one. And there I got to meet so many memes. I got to meet Kitty Cat Dance, which was like a big meme at the time. Double Rainbow guy, unfortunately, he passed away. So RIP there. And like so many really cool internet legends, and it's just really cool like having contact with all of these people, because they're just normal people like us at the end of the day, but they're all creative people and they're all building their own ecosystems, which is pretty cool.
Hell yeah. So now, Chris, you would go from Neon Cat, and I'm sure that changed your life because that was early on in the internet. Now you fast forward so many years, we're in 2022. What introduced you to NFTs? What, you know, made you go that direction? Did someone kind of like bring it up to you, or like, did you think it was a meme at first?
No, I honestly, I got into NFTs kind of, well, pretty quickly, like from the moment that I heard about them. I had like a best friend of mine for over 20 years. Her name is Lizzie. And, you know, we chat all the time. We're constantly talking every single day. And one day she just hits me up and she's like, I've been looking into these things called NFTs. I'm like, you can like get proper attribution for your work. Cause that's been a big thing for me this whole past 10, 11 years. Ever since I made Yancat, even at the very, very beginning, people were filing like fake copyright claim, licenses for Yancat and trademarks and stuff like that. Like the internet took over, and then, you know, like other people were like, oh, I'm going to make money off of it. And I'm like, well, like, dude, like I'm making nothing from it. So like, it's kind of been a battle like that ever since. And again, a lot of meme creators are the same way, but like, yeah, one day Lizzie came up to me and was like, yeah, dude, you should check out this thing. And I remember it was an article about Super Rare and just like how, you know, artists were making their own proper attribution for their stuff. I looked into it, and that kind of got me into the whole rabbit hole of NFTs. And it's honestly been a wild ride ever since. I remember applying for Super Rare, but it took them like 6 months, or took them like 4 to 6 months to get back to me. And during that time, Foundation heard that I was wanting to make a meme NFT, and they contacted me first, and they're like, hey, you know, let's work with you. Like, we'll make everything you want possible. Like, and then they actually like taught me about NFTs. Like, they taught me like the technical stuff on NFTs. Cause like there's like a barrier to get in. Like it's very intimidating. But with their help, I was able to release the first Yancat NFT. Like, I actually went in and I remastered it in the way of like the original video. And it did amazing. And it's been, that was like a life-changing moment for me. Cause like that one ended up selling for 300 Ethereum, which is like insane. And I'm like still holding the crypto. So like, yeah, it's a lot of coins, but I mean, it's a lot of money, but like, I can't spend it, you know, in real world, I'm still living my day-to-day life. But like, you know, it's nice seeing it there and seeing how Ethereum's doing. I believe in the whole system. But yeah, it's been I know I keep saying it, but it's definitely been a crazy ride. And I've just, and like the moment that I like joined and settled down and understood the whole system, I was like, dude, this is my people. Like, this is the place to be. This is the place where artists can totally like get proper attribution for the work.
Whoa, that's a lot to take in right there. That ending blew my mind away. So let me ask you this first. Who owns Yancat now? Who is the rightful owner? Is it you?
No. Well, like, you mean like the NFT?
Yeah. So I guess that's where it gets difficult, right? So the image is now an NFT.
Yes. Yeah. So there's been several Yancats, but like the original, the OG version NFT, that was like a one of one. Unfortunately, the owner of the NFT wants to remain anonymous, but I've like chatted with this person and they're really cool. And they're just like really happy to have this, you know, legendary piece on the internet. And they were like, I don't think I'm ever gonna sell it, is what they said. And I'm just like, wow, that's just, you know, that's insane to like, you know, put in so much like faith into my artwork and believe it in so much that you're really, you know, really, really ready to just like diamond hands it. But yeah, that person, they're really cool. And last I heard, they want to remain anonymous. So I just want to respect that.
No, 1000%.
Yeah, but they're really cool. And honestly, we chat every now and then, and they're like, they've got some really good NFTs. Like they're doing awesomely in this space, and good for them. And I'm just happy that I'm part of their collection. Cause like, I've seen their collection and I'm just like, wow, like, I'd like to be next to the ones that I saw. I was like, okay, cool. This is a very good moment.
Well, I guess let me ask, so can you still use the image of Yancat? or?
So like, you know, with the NFTs in general, like, you know, you don't really transfer the rights unless that you state so. So like the promise that I made with the original Nyancat NFT was that I will never make another one that's like that. Like, I'm not going to go to another platform and just release multiple copies. Like, that one NFT will be unique, and that person holds the only one that's like that. And that's been my promise from day one. Like, anything I make will be unique. And I honestly feel like that's what you have to do in the NFT space. Like, you can't just go around and drop in the same thing over and over again. You got to like change it up. And that's what people want to see.
That's crazy. And I'll tell you what. Okay. So whenever I said that last ending blew my mind, what I meant was, bro, you just go about your day-to-day life like the 300 sale never happened, and just like that blows my mind. Like,
oh yeah, dude. Like, if you see the way I live, like, you know, I obviously like cashed out a little bit to like, because I just recently got a house like around the same time. Okay. So like, I did some home upgrades. I did some like quality of life.
You
upgrades,
deserve it. But like, man. You deserve
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Thank you. But like, I'm not going out buying yachts and stuff. Like, I'm right. Literally like, I see the future of the Ethereum network. So like, I'm holding tight to as much as I can. And anything that I take out is just to like pay the bills, honestly. Cause this is like my full-time job now. Like, you know, once Nyancat became Nyancat, I was like, okay, like either do a 9-to-5 job or I make art. I'm right. Like, okay, which is gonna be the best one? Oh, okay, I'm gonna be my own boss. Like, so that's the path I chose, and it's been good and bad, because like, you know, these past 11 years, like Nyancat had its high moments, and then people forgot about it, and then people remembered it again. So it's been a whole cycle of like memetude. But you know, honestly, it's been one of the most amazing experiences, though, because I can just do what I want. Like, I can be an artist. I can like put stuff out from the heart. I don't have people telling me what to do. And it's refreshing, because I've lived the retail life all the way up until that moment. And it's just kind of like resonated with me that now I can be my own like leader in my life, which is game changing.
Yo, no, that's game changing, and that's beautiful. And I hope a lot of people listening in get that. Like, you can, especially with NFTs and stuff, like it's a great chance to be your own boss if you're an artist. And just, I don't know, man, I can't stress that enough. And it's lovely to hear that you've been able to change your life. Cause even if you're not taking out, you know, that big Ethereum, you know, some of these people are spending it very recklessly, but to know that, you know, you've actually sat back and was like, yo, like, this is me. Like, people appreciate my work. I'm saving my money. I'm paying my bills, bro. Mm-hmm. You're doing what's comfortable to you, man. And it sounds like you're happy that you're able to do that now. Like, I see you post pictures with your cats and I love them. Like,
yeah,
you know, you're just enjoying your time being able to do what you do as an artist and not worry about struggling or if you're going to make it to tomorrow or something like that. So that's beautiful to hear, man. It's crazy how much all of this, from Neance to NFTs, like, it's all changed your life. Are there any, I know you have a short amount of time. So are there any NFT projects that you're also working on or have worked on in the past that you would like to shed some light on? Or you know, tell the people about?
Yeah, sure. So I guess I'll start with the core like NFT projects of mine. excuse me. So you know, I created the original Nyancat, released it, and you know, they did awesome. And then from there, you know, everything exploded. From there, I collaborated with several artists in the space to make like other ones, which did really well too. But then at a certain point, I was like, dude, like anybody that's buying my NFTs right now, all of these were like one of ones. Like, all of these people are like diamond handsing all of these NFTs. And I see Nyancat as something that needs to be like spread out to the world. Like, people need to have Nyancat. So I went ahead and created the Nyancat collection, which is like an additions thing. I've fractionalized the Nyancat NFTs that I've created since then. And it's been amazing. Like, I've I started with like 130 copies of the Nyancats that I was making, but then I was like, you know what? Maybe it's too many. I'm going to make a little rarer. So I, ever since then, it's been like 50 or less. And so, yeah, I started the Nyancat collection, and I've gone and taken other Nyancats that I've made throughout the years, and I've remixed them. I've like remastered them to make them look really nice and shiny. And then I, you know, I release them as like 50 pieces, and then I raffle them off to whoever wants them. And it's been pretty fantastic. Everybody loves them. People are always excited to get one. And then the cool thing about NFTs is that you can add utility to NFTs. So like, I'm working on getting all sorts of stuff tied into NFTs, because all you got to do is just airdrop stuff or you know, link some stuff to the contract or whatever. And that took some time to get to understand or find the right people that could help me. But I got some, I have some cool stuff already. Like if you go to Decentraland, a Nyancat will pop up if you're at my club there, and then like, it'll just follow you around, which is cool. And then I have some other stuff on the way. I can't discuss that. You're like a week, this discussion is like a week early from the announcement, but, but you know, I got some cool stuff going on. So I'm really happy about that collection. Even though it's almost complete, I would say, cause, most of the Nyancats are like holiday based. So you'll see like St. Patrick's Day Nyancat, a New Year's Eve Nyancat, Valentine's Nyancat, you know, stuff like that. But then, so fast forward a little bit, back in November, I got contacted by the Cryptodes team, like the Cryptodes, like they're everywhere.
Yep.
And I got contacted by like some of the top like builders in the space. And they were like, dude, we want to make some kind of crossbreed of toads and Nyancats. You know, what can we do? And we kind of were just chatting one day, and we're like, dude, what if we would do something like the toads are going to war, like they're going to battle or something like that. And then we came up with GI Toads, which is a play on, which we all laughed at, like the G.I. Joe PSA parodies from like the early 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that was like our main motivation. And that turned into like a whole nother passion project of mine, because now I'm working with like another community to create, you know, new artwork, something new that I've never done before. And it was a really cool challenge. Like I signed up to only do like just a few little like attributes for these toads, but then I was just like, no, I want to make all these pop culture references. Like, and then it evolved even further. I was like, dude, I want to get all of these artists that are in the NFT space that I already admire or, you know, respect. I want to get them involved too. So it turned into like this whole passion project of like just uplifting other artists. And then the biggest bombshell was that Gremlin himself kind of gave it the seal of approval by letting us use like some assets that weren't in the original collection. So like we kind of mixed everything together and it turned into GI Toads, which is like just a crazy, all these crazy toads that look like Kill Bill, Rambo, you know, like lots of different pop culture, like badasses throughout the years, like throughout movie history. And I'm really excited about that. It just came out about a month ago, and we already gave out. Oh, here's the cool thing. Like I'm always about rewarding holders. So like on the first few weeks we gave out like these Rainbow Nouns glasses that I created, which is my play on the nouns, which are like the iconic, you know, like when I see nouns, I'm like, those are NFTs. Like this is NFT culture, the nouns glasses. So I created my own version, which has like rainbows cascading through the lenses. And then we turned those into wearables and we just gave those out for free. And then we have like other stuff that we're going to give out for free in the future, but you know, you just got to tune into that. But yeah, I've worked on those two big projects. And then on top of that, I've been helping meme creators throughout the way. Like I've mentioned earlier, Helps Come Back Steve, Disaster Girl, Keyboard Cat, Grumpy Cat. I'm about to help Coffin Dance later today. I got Dancing Baby on the horizon. I don't know. It's been a wild ride helping all of these memes. And like, I'm just happy to help them. Like, cause these are people that also share the same stories that I do. And I'm like, I get it. And I also get what you need to do. So let's figure this out and let's get you, you know, let's get it. Let's get the proper attribution you deserve. And it's been pretty fantastic. And now I got like a little portfolio and I'm like, dude, I've helped all these memes people. And then like anybody I talk to either doesn't get it or they're just like, whoa, you helped all these people. So it's pretty fun.
No, I mean, you have helped a lot of people. And I think that's what's amazing about you, man. It's such a beautiful thing to see, especially whenever it's a space where I feel not a lot of people are willing to go and above and beyond to make sure that someone else succeeds. Sometimes you see a lot of close knitted circles and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice to see you doing something like that, man.
Yeah, man. I see that as well. Like I see those inner circles, and you know what? Everybody in the NFT space, they have their own like drive. I like to see it that like everybody is getting on the train with a different pass and a different destination. So, you know, obviously all these opinions, you know, it's all going to be case by case, but like I've been put in this position where I can like help others. So like what I like to do personally, like I like to take a little portion of like all the royalties that I get. And then I just buy other NFTs. I just buy like stuff. I don't even know what I'm buying half the time. I'm just like the DGen life, just going in there, just buying stuff. And like, it makes people's day sometimes. Like a lot of times, you know, these people have been trying to sell their stuff for months and their stuff sits there as like some really weird scam project comes and just takes everybody else's money from the sidelines. Like, you know, I'm just like, dude, like all these artists are out here like trying every single day to just be known, and you know, I love helping them out however I can. And honestly, it's as simple as just like liking people's posts or just retweeting or just saying, hey, I love your artwork. Like, it's so simple. And I don't understand why that opinion isn't shared more often to be more uplifting. But I love to see it whenever it happens. And I know it does happen a lot. And I think like the whole NFT subculture will benefit by that kind of networking. Just, you know, just being like, hey, I love your artwork. And that's honestly all it takes sometimes to get somebody to notice, you know, somebody's new project that they've been working for months on. And that's kind of cool how it works in Web3. Just literally being nice and just kind of forming a community around your own brand and situations.
One thing that I've learned from hearing you speak this whole time is that you are a super loving person and you always try to help others, you know, get ownership. You're a real big on that. And it seems like you really care about communities and that's like what you are about, which is a lovely thing. So as we're at the end here, what is one thing that you want people to take away from Chris as like a person and Chris as an artist?
No,
you're good. Because I feel like that's something that's not talked about a lot. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh yeah, you know, he drew the neon cat, but like I told Andrew Wang and many other people that have been on here, you're much more than just that image. You're much more than just an artist. You know, you're a great person. You're a cat father. You're a family to some, a son to someone. You know what I'm saying? So what is one thing that you want people to take away from who you are and be able to say, damn, I at least learned this from Chris today?
Yeah. No, thanks for all those kind of words, by the way.
Oh, absolutely, brother. Absolutely.
the biggest thing that I'm glad you asked this question is that it takes time and it takes effort. Like my stuff, I know Nyancat exploded overnight, but before that it was literally me on the internet for 10 years, like drawing stuff, zero recognition, not getting paid, 9-to-5 job. Like I was just drawing stuff just to draw stuff. And I see people out there in the NFT space and they're like, I drew it and it didn't sell in one day. I'm a failure. I'm like, no, it's not. You shouldn't think that way. Cause like it's not something that you can just drop and say, hey, I made an NFT, come buy it. No, you got to go out and reach out to people. You got to be like, hey, how can I help you? Like, how can I help your work? Hey, I love your work. Hey, let me just retweet your work. Like people will notice that. And it's not even like a business thing that I'm trying to discuss here. Like just go out and make friends and make connections and do stuff because you want to help. And don't, like, obviously, you know, try not to expect something in return when you do. I've kind of noticed that sometimes people were like, oh, I'll retweet your stuff if you retweet my stuff. I'm like, well, you know, I don't know. Obviously it's case by case, but like, you know, just do stuff because you love it. And don't be discouraged if you have, you know, difficulty selling your stuff. Every day in the NFT space is always different. And I've seen collections that have sat there for months, and all it takes is the right person to see it and the right person to buy it. And then like the collection sold out. I know, like I've accidentally started those cascades. Like I'll be like, oh, I like this picture, this NFT picture, I'll buy it. And then like people are watching my wallet and then they buy the rest of them. So like, and I'm not even like one of the top players out there. So like it really, really is just you getting your word out there in a way that can make friendships. Because then if you make a good connection, that person will also retweet or like your stuff too. And then, you know, their people, you know, their fan base or groups can see, you know, your work out there too. So it's just like getting out, there, don't be discouraged and stick around. That's what people want to see the most. It doesn't matter how bad your floor is. It doesn't matter like how bad you think your art is. All that matters is that you're here, you're making art, and you're at least putting an effort to contribute in helping others in this space. And that's really what gets you out there. Like that's really what gets you, what's the word? When the cream rises to the top, like that's the situation you want to go for. So yeah, that's what I want to put out there. Like I know I'm kind of like a very unique experience where the world just took over and just like loved the creation I made, but like it took time and effort and it just, you know, I got to say the same for everybody else. Like it's not something you can put out and then it can be an instant success. And also, as someone who just like knows meme culture, forcing memes is also kind of like people can kind of tell. People can tell if you're trying to like really, really force a meme. So again, just do stuff because you love it. Make as much content as you are comfortable with and happy with. And if, you know, if people will notice, and that's what'll get you to the top.
Yes, staying consistent has always been the thing that I've preached. And it's always been because I've said time and time again, I might not get someone to look at my podcast until I'm 100 episodes in. And then they hear episode 100 and they're like, oh, dang, there's 99 other episodes I got to go check up on. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't expect people to like tune in by the 20th episode and be like, oh yeah, like, you know, it doesn't always work like that. And a big thing to remember is, like you said, you know, you were making art before Neon Cat. Like that wasn't the first piece of art you made. And then all of a sudden overnight you were a celebrity. Like it didn't work like that. And that's I see a lot of that with projects as well in the space. Whenever you see someone come out of the blue and it's like, damn, like they got a lot of followers all of a sudden. And it's like, well, it's not that crazy whenever you look behind the scenes and you see who their friends are, what community they come from. And you're like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Now it makes sense. They've been putting in the work over time.
Exactly.
But, I mean, it's a hard thing to do, staying consistent, but I feel like whenever it's something that you really love or you really want, I would say to make work, you know, you're really trying. Let me say that. Mm-hmm. Staying consistent is the number one thing that I've always been told to do, and it's always helped me out the most. But before ending, Chris, I just want to say thank you so much. I know you're super busy. You have so much going on. I remember we were just talking, you're like, yeah, I have a space at this time and then I have this coming up. So I can't thank you enough for coming on here. You're such a super positive person. And this is actually for the listeners, this is actually the first time me and Chris have ever got the chance to speak. So it was such a beautiful thing. And we definitely got to talk more, man, because you're such a lovely soul. And you just, you know, spew positivity. So thank you so much for coming on here.
Oh yeah, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on. Like I'm always having, I know a lot of people are always asking like questions about my stuff. So like something like this, I can link back and like, you know, be like, hey, here's everything you need to know. Here's my life story. No, but dude, like it was great talking to you for sure. Like I know we've been trying to make this happen for a few weeks now, but like, you know, I dig the vibe that you got going on, and you know, I just really enjoyed this conversation. So thank you for letting me have like a place to just, you know, chat and stuff like that. And I know you got a cool cat. So, you know, I love the cats. I don't have one myself, but I love all cats out there. I got three of my own. So like, I'm always reading on like all the cat projects. I'm just like, oh, cat project. Let me see what you got. But yeah, thank you so much, man. It was really great talking to you, and yeah, let's reconnect more and let's chat it up.
Absolutely, man. Well, I'll tell you what, stick around for this because I do have a question for you after this is all done. But like you said, I mean, this has been awesome for all the listeners. You know, y'all can find us on Twitter. I think Chris is just literally at PR Guitar Man. And yes, then, you know, I'm on Twitter. I do spaces. Whenever this airs on Monday, you'll start seeing me do spaces again. I'm back from LA. So I'm sure you'll hear me talk about that on the spaces coming up. But once again, I can't thank y'all enough for coming on here, listening to what we had to say. And just remember, always do your own research. And this is never financial advice. But this has been, go ahead.
Yeah, no, also on top of that, there will always be other rockets out there. Don't like fall for the FOMO. Don't buy at the top because like that, dude, I've fallen for that so much. Dude, like just know. Just know that if something's mooning right now, just turn around, look away. There's going to be another project, literally probably in the same day, like because the NFT space is going 100 miles in a minute. So definitely don't let FOMO destroy you because I've seen it happen and it's happened to me. So like, don't let that rule your life.
Dude, if you're talking to anyone, you're talking to me so hard right now. Oh my goodness.
Oh no, dude. I've been the same. I don't want to get into it, but but I mean, that's my biggest step. And I know not a lot of people like they're like, oh no, I can't be, you know, this has to be the NFT again. But no, trust me. Usually when you see something flying, it's usually a little too late to get into it. So just, you know, take a breather, step away, touch some grass outside. And come back, you'll find something else that's cool.
Yo, and that is a good point to leave on. Yo, whenever y'all listen to this whole thing, remember that it'll be okay. You can miss projects. It happens. You're not going to grab them all. And remember to check us out every Monday. Check me out on Spaces 3 times a week. You'll see me on Twitter. And check out everything that Chris is doing. I hope y'all have a great day. And this has been episode 20 of Sit Down with Sniper. Peace out.
Peace. Thanks so much.